First of all, let's just introduce you to our guests today, Christine Winkle and Dr. Mark Banker. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for your time today. How is everything going so far for you guys?
Going well. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, Doctor, let's start with you. Give us, first of all, just a little bit of background on your history in regards to how long you've been a doctor and how long you've been there at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
I've been a physician for approximately 9 years now. I've been here at the Mitchell County Hospital for just approaching 4 years, and that's the place I've been since completing training residency in Dallas for 5 years.
And then Christine, what is the official title? I meant to ask you, Christine. I thought something about infectious specialist. Is that right? I can't remember exactly the title, Christine.
Yeah, I'm a medical laboratory scientist and an infection preventionist. So I've got training in infection prevention.
Okay. So let's start with some of the questions I've received. One of them that I received here recently was talking about supplies. We have mentioned it on our radio last few days, Mitchell County Emergency Management asking people to donate certain supplies. We know that the resources are somewhat limited, according to many people and associated with the state. You know, I've seen Governor Kelly talk about how they have not received as many supplies. Other states have talked about the shortage of supplies and hoping to get more through the federal government or getting more assistance through the federal government. How are you guys doing on your resources and supplies here locally?
Well, we are doing well. We're doing better than the general grocery stores are with toilet paper, which is a good thing. So we've been looking at our inventory to determine what supplies we have. And from our standpoint, we're doing quite well with personal protective equipment such as masks and gowns. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have to be conserving resources, which we have been looking at ways that we can conserve our resources. Nationally, there is some difficulty with receiving resources, as every other hospital around the country is trying to get extra resources. But currently, we're doing quite well. There are some things that we're trying to keep a close eye on our stock, and that includes alcohol for hand hygiene. And then also wipes for cleaning equipment, such as bleach wipes and hydrogen peroxide to make disinfectant type of solutions.
Dr. Mark Banker and Christine Winkle, they're our guests today from Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems on Community Matters. I just got this literally a minute ago texted to me, and this question from someone said, how many beds approximately do you have at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems?
We have 25 beds available, and we can exceed that if we need to. The governor and, of course, with it being an emergency situation, they have developed waivers. So if we have to exceed that, we are allowed to do that if we need to.
How has all of this affected you guys in regards to the hospital, but also the staff and everyone else? Probably some of that it was alluded to by Dr. Banker a moment ago, but just in regards to the anticipation that there could be more cases there too in Mitchell County, and about, you know, certainly keeping things clean and disinfected and everything else. I don't want to say it's a lot more work, because you guys already are putting in a lot more work before this situation arose, but it is a little bit more tedious, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of preparedness that goes into it. So the hospital and local health entities like the health department and Bullock Medical Center Clinic have been meeting regularly to discuss the current situation and develop a plan. The hospital has been in contact with regional resources such as the KDHE and the University of Medical Kansas. We've been using national guidelines from the Center of Medicaid and Medicare and American College of Surgeons to make decisions. Some of those decisions have included postponing all elective procedures to conserve hospital resources and decrease possible exposure to the public. The hospital has also been continuing to care for emergency situations and other urgent care, such as cancer care, so we're still operating. Additionally, there's other hospital departments, such as radiology and physical therapy, that have reduced services to those that are really deemed necessary at this time. It's a constantly evolving and unprecedented situation. We've required flexibility from all sorts of parties, so our patients that haven't really been able to see visitors because we've been in lockdown in the last approximately week to 10 days, as well as our staff who've seen lots of changes from policy as well as preparedness, and then also the community. So I'm pleased to say that I've been impressed so far with all parties' response.
I saw a doctor post on Facebook, and I thought it was very, very appropriate that we kind of lose track of this after a little while because we're all caught up in COVID-19, but that life goes on in regards to people still get pneumonia, people still have heart attacks, people are still having babies. There are a lot of other health issues that you, as a hospital, have to deal with, right?
That's very correct. So every day, normal things happen. People get sick without COVID-19, there's still flu, and other babies are being delivered, you know, every week. So from that standpoint, we have to be prepared for this other situation, but we're still trying to take care of everything else as business as usual as much as we can, with some different measures in place for protection of people, staff, and patients.
Some people have told me that 9 months from now, you guys are going to be really busy delivering babies. I you know, somebody has mentioned that. So maybe since we're more in self-isolation and all that. We're talking Christine Winkle and Dr. Mark Banker over at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. We appreciate their time here today. All right, here's a few more questions for you. So these are ones I'm sure you've heard quite a bit. One, it's kind of the one that I think most of us know, but maybe we don't quite understand. How does one get infected with COVID-19? I mean, what happens in regards to getting infected? How do you get it?
I think that one is, you know, people cough. It spreads person to person. And when you're in close contact with them, within at least 6 foot of another person, you can breathe in that person's respiratory droplets. And, you know, when they cough or sneeze, you breathe it in through your mouth or nose and lungs, and then that infects you.
How, we mentioned that, but then what are the symptoms? Because, you know, that's the one thing I think that maybe is somewhat difficult for some folks, because we do know that people still get the flu or get sick or have the common cold. So what are some differences to differentiate between this compared to COVID-19?
Well, the symptoms are a fever, cough, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, chest pressure, and sore throat. So it's really hard to differentiate COVID from the influenza or another respiratory illness. And that's really where our testing, laboratory testing, comes into play. So, you know, if you have those symptoms, it's really important to call your healthcare provider, or, you know, if it's after hours, contact the emergency room by phone, and, you know, we have the ability to do some testing here. However, the COVID testing has to be sent off. We cannot do that here at our facility, and then it takes a couple days to get those results back, so we can't do that here at our facility.
Well, you kind of answered the next question. That was what to do if you think you have COVID-19. And the best thing to do, it sounds like from what you're telling me, is to call first. Don't just show up at the hospital.
That's right. So you need to call your primary care provider or the emergency department for further instructions. So please don't present to these places without calling first. It provides an opportunity for the staff to prepare for arrival and limited exposure to other people. So that's the initial what we want people to do if possible.
All right, so how do I, or anybody out there listening, how do you lessen your chances of being infected? What can you do to protect yourself the best that you can?
The first thing is wash your hands. And wash your hands before you eat. You know, touching things and touching your mouth, eyes, and nose is the first way to infect yourself, besides breathing that in. So wash your hands. Practice social distancing, even at home or at work. Have conversations at least 6 foot from one another. Limit the amount of time you spend in public. And right now, don't travel. Stay at home. Make sure you sanitize your desk and your computer and your cell phone. Your cell phone's a dirty thing right now. Make sure you're sanitizing it frequently. And also sanitize your kitchen, bathroom, and high-touch areas around your house. So.
So can you have COVID-19 without having the symptoms that you referred to earlier? And if that is possible, are you contagious without showing symptoms?
That's a good question, one that still is being looked at. So generally we think that people are most contagious while they're having symptoms. Generally, symptoms happen within 2 to 14 days, with the majority happening probably 4 to 7 days after being infected. But we're not entirely sure on asymptomatic transmission yet. So the best thing that we can do from that standpoint is trying to use social distancing, so treating people as possibly infected, even though they may not show symptoms, or at least not severe symptoms. So, but we think the majority are happening by symptomatic transmission, especially fairly early on in the first 4 to 5 days.
Doctor, is someone contagious right away when they contract it from someone else? Are they contagious just like that, or does it take a little while in regards to that to get into your system to be contagious?
Not right away. You are correct that it takes a little while for the virus to establish infection. So if you were coughed on, you wouldn't be ready to infect anyone else within hours. It would take a few days before possibility of beginning transmission.
Okay. And if you are infected, when are you considered not a risk or contagious in regards to, okay, you've gone through the process, you understand you have COVID-19. When can you feel safe to move about the community again a little bit, or at home, or go outside, or whatever it may be, if you do in fact have it?
That's also being looked at fairly carefully. Currently, the best answers that we can provide is from the CDC, and that is if you've gone 72 hours without a fever, without using any medication to reduce that fever, and your symptoms have improved greatly, you can probably reemerge as long as it's been at least 7 days since your symptoms first started. I know that's kind of a complex answer.
Sure. Yeah, well, this is a complex situation, to be quite honest with you. Dr. Mark Banker and Christine Winkle, they're our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And, of course, they work there at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Before we let you both go, what would be something that you want to share with people right now? I'll start with you, Christine. What would be something that you'd like to share with people in regards to healthcare in general? Because I know you guys are working so hard and preparing for, you know, more cases if in fact that happens. We're hoping that it doesn't, but certainly many people across the country in places where there aren't as many cases, eventually, probably every county in our state eventually is probably going to have a case or two. Hopefully that's it. Maybe more. We don't know. But what would be some of the last words you'd like to send out to our audience? And Dr. Banker, I'll ask you to go after her.
I would just like them to know that our nurses are working very diligently, and so are our respiratory therapists. They have worked really hard to prepare and get ready for this, you know, to respond to the community if we do have more cases. And we just ask the community to please stay at home, practice social distancing, wash your hands, and, you know, listen to the advice of the authorities, and hopefully we can keep this from having more cases in our community.
And doctor, what would you say?
Well, I just ask people to continue to follow directions. This is a constantly changing situation where we've been adapting, and luckily we haven't had a large surge of cases in this region, which is great. But people can make a difference themselves and take personal responsibility. From that standpoint, if you are feeling sick or have symptoms, we may not be able to test you, and may, if you're having mild symptoms, we're not going to necessarily ask you to even come out of your house. Please self-quarantine. Please don't go out and expose other people. Please keep, if you do test positive for COVID, please stay in your house. Keep your household members in your house. Use different measures to have people deliver food to your door, different things to help you out. This is a tight-knit community. I believe that they'll be able to come together, and I think this is a very good hospital system with the clinic and the hospital that can work together to take care of this situation.
Christine Winkle, Infection Control, Dr. Mark Banker, our guest today. We thank you both for everything that you're doing. We thank you for taking the time to help educate us and our listening audience about COVID-19. And we appreciate everything that you guys do, and that includes everyone there at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Dr. Mark Banker and Christine Winkle, our guests today on Community Matters. And we will post this interview later this morning, in case you missed it, on our Community Matters podcast tab at katycountry94.com.